Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishnu Krishna Prasad Bhutale Shri Mani Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanand. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashchatare Shakarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vrishti Gaurabhava Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
In English from the Bhagavad Gita chapter 1 verse 27 Sa eva vartamano gyo Mrityu kala upasthite Matim shakara tanaye Bale narayana apahe
Bale narayana
Translation: when the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son, Narayana. Therefore, in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami says, the highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by acquirement of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of one's occupational duty, is to remember the personality of God at the time of death. Somehow or other, Ajamil, consciously or unconsciously, chanted the name of Narayana at the time of death, Ante Narayana Smriti, and therefore became all perfect, simply by concentrating his mind on the name of Narayana. It may also be concluded that Ajamil, who was the son of a Brahmana, was accustomed to worshiping Narayana in his youth because every Brahmana's house there's worship of the Narayana Shila. The system is still present in India. In a rigid Brahmana's house, there is Narayana Seva, worship of Narayana. Therefore, although the contaminated Ajami was calling for his son by concentrating his mind on the holy name Narayan, he remembered the Narayan he had very faithfully worshipped in his youth. In this regard, Sridhar Swami expressed his verdict as follows. Itacha tad upalanadi srinarayana namochara namahapnyena tad bhaktir teva bhuti siddhanta mupa gipenapi jastavyam. According to the Bhakti Siddhanta, it is the analyze that because Ajamil constantly chanted his son's name, Narayan was elevated to the platform of bhakti, although he did not know it. Similarly, Srila Viraraghava Acharya gives this opinion, evam avartamana sadvija mrityukale upasthate satyagyo narayan akke putra evam atim shakara matim saktam akarot. Although at the time of death he was chanting the name of his son, he nevertheless concentrated his mind upon the holy name of Narayana. Srila Vijaya Dwaja Tirtha gives a similar opinion. Mrityu Kale Deha Vyoga Lakshana Kale Mrityo Sarva Dosha Papa Harasya Haver Anugraha Kale Dattigana Lakshane Upasite Kriti Prakasite Tanaye Purna Gane Bale Pancha Varsha Kalpe Pradeshamatre Nayan Avakne Murti Visheshe, Matiam, Smarna Samarta, Chittam Chakara, Bhakya Asmarat, Iti Artaha. Directly or indirectly, Ajamil factually remembered Narayana at the time of death, Bhante Narayana Smriti. Translation: when the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son Narayana. So here it's mentioned that Ajamil was agyan, or completely ignorant. And when the time of death approached, he concentrated his mind upon his son, who was named Narayan, or the little child. In other words, he did not directly think, I will worship, or I will think of Vishnu, now that I am dying. He was attached to his son, and therefore he concentrated his mind on his son. So it is normal in times of distress or calamity or whatever, and death, that one remembers an object of affection or an object of protection, whatever. So a child will remember the mother. A husband will remember his wife and children, or the wife will remember the husband and children, etc. So this is a very common characteristic of people. So at the time of death, Ajamil was thinking of this son. The time of death is not a very pleasant experience. For an ignorant person, he also does not know what is going to happen. And of course, in this case also, even if he did know, it would be not a very good future, because he would be going to hell and getting punished. And it was very obvious by his activities in this lifetime. So whether he was ignorant or not ignorant, somehow or other, he was in a very uncomfortable, fearful position. The point of death is not like, because an ignorant person doesn't want to give up his body in the first place. And he also experiences a lot of pain and discomfort, etc. at that time. And of course, when he realizes he is dying, then he becomes very disturbed because he doesn't know what's going to happen next. So, therefore, he was thinking of this son, Narayana. So, various acharyas have given their own opinion on this. What did that mean? So, Sridhar Swami says, he developed bhakti by constantly chanting the name of Narayana, and therefore he actually thought of Narayana in one sense. That's his conclusion. And Viraraghava Acharya, who I think is a Sri Vaishnava, He also says that he concentrated his mind on the name, on the sun. Doesn't say exactly he concentrated on Narayana at all, but on the sun. And Vijaya Vajatirtha says that actually he did actually concentrated on the form called Narayana, Murti Vishesha, Pradesh Matra, as it was Paramatma form at that time. It could be taken like that, but or of course it could mean here, Bale Panchavarsha Kalpe, the five-year-old child. No, it must mean Narayan actually, because it's Pradesh Matra, who is Pradesh Matra is the Narayan form, but a young form of Narayan. So Bale means a child, so he thought of a child form of Narayana, it looks like. That's his opinion. And then Bhakti Asmara, he has some affection for that in Bhakti. So that is one way of taking it, and that he actually developed some sort of Bhakti and he thought of Narayana. The other version, of course, is to think that he didn't actually even think of Narayana as such in a devotional way. But still, the power of the name was such that he could actually get saved by the Vishnudutas. So no matter whether he was devotional or non-devotional, simply because he uttered the name of Narayan, therefore he was saved. This is the seems to be Vishnu's opinion, that he doesn't mention he remembered Narayan at all. But and of course we see in the conversation of the Vishnudutas and Yamadutas, he actually, when they discussed it, said he has chanted the name of Narayana. That's all, not that he was remembering Vishnu or anything, but anyone who just chants the name of Narayana is saved by Vishnu. That's what the Vishnudutas told the Yamadutas, so you cannot touch him. Anyone who has chanted the name is exempted from the hellish punishment. So this gives actually even more of a glorification of the name, because even though it is chanted without devotion, and without thinking of Vishnu, still, you get the effect. So it's not necessary that one has to actually also remember Vishnu at the time of death. Then one will be saved. That, of course, is good if it happens, but even if it doesn't happen, and one simply accidentally chants the name, then still, one is exempted from the punishments of Yamaraj. So that is the power of the name, greater power of the name than having to say that you have to remember the Lord also at the time of death. Simply remembering the son whose name was Narayan and calling out the name Narayan, that itself is sufficient to save the person from hellish punishment, etc. But of course this is not bhakti, but it is also a precursor to bhakti. And by chanting the name accidentally, it can lead to bhakti eventually. So this type of namabhas is the way in which people without faith can enter into bhakti. After repeatedly chanting the name in this way, then eventually they can develop some faith, etc. So it's also possible that they, a person like Ajamil could have done that also. So that is one other possibility. But even if it doesn't take place, doesn't get to that stage, he can get the effect. So Vishnu Chakravarti makes it clear that his sins were destroyed, his karmas were destroyed, the first time he chanted the name Narayana, when he named his son Narayana. Your name is Narayana. At that time when he uttered the name Narayana, finished. Then it didn't matter if he chanted repeatedly or not. He just named his son Narayana. At that point he uttered the name Narayana. Then all of his karma is finished. That was the power of the name. Why he says that is because this is what it says in the Bhagavatam. One who chants the name once destroys all of his karma. So he says we do not think that the statements of Shastra are exaggeration. If we do, then we're offensive. So we must accept literally that this takes place. So even accidentally one chants or whatever. Or if one half chants the name, if the name is on the tip of the tongue, Jivagre, even. Just half chanted, even then it has effect like this. So that is the a great glorification of the power of the name of the Lord. So it does not require thinking of the Lord, it does not require devotion even. Simply the uttering of the name accidentally once has that power also. So that's the position of Vishwanath on this. The name can do this. It's the most powerful. It doesn't require anything else. At the same time, this is not the perfection of life, to accidentally chant the name. Because accidentally doing it is not the perfection itself, and it's chancy also. Whether one would accidentally chant the name once or many times is another, you know, hypothetical position. So the real position, of course, is to come to the chant the name constantly with devotion. That is the real position of bhakti. So chanting once is okay, accidentally. Chanting once with faith is better, and chanting constantly with faith, that is serious sadhana. That is real sadhana bhakti. So such a person gets much more mercy of the Lord. But we see here, yes, mercy is also given even to this person by chanting once. He gets the mercy of avoiding the hellish punishment. And if he constantly chants with devotion, then what to speak of getting rid of hellish punishment, he gets much, much more than that. So that then it's also a glorification of the devotee by showing what is achieved by a non-devotee. And then we have to assume much more is achieved by devotional chanting. So this at once shows the great power of the name and also the mercy of the name to various types of persons. So the non-devotee gets one type of mercy, the devotee gets another type of mercy. And even among devotees, those who have mixed bhakti get one result, those who do pure bhakti, chant with pure bhakti, get another result. So we get various results according to the type of chanting. So this type of chanting, of course, is glorified, but we should never think that this is the perfection of life. It's not. So even if one does nama bhas intentionally, that is, we have material desires, etc., and we have ignorance and we chant. That also, even that is not sufficient to get us to the highest goal. It can get us up to the point of liberation, yes, but beyond that it cannot take us. So to actually chant and get the real result, we have to chant purely. It's called Sudanam, Sudabhakti. So to get that type of name, then we have to have jnana. Not impersonal jnana, but knowledge of sambandha. That is, knowledge of the position of the Lord and the jiva and material energy and the process of bhakti, etc. So that is why knowledge is also necessary to some degree. Sometimes jnana or vidya is actually equated with bhakti, so it's a little confusing when we talk about jnana, because sometimes it says jnana is necessary. Or in the Brahma Sutras and the Upanishads, it talks about vidya. See, they think, oh, it's all jnana, impersonal jnana. No. One must know about the Lord in order to realize the Lord. And so therefore, this knowledge is not jnana, of impersonal jnana, it's actually bhakti. So, therefore, knowledge of the Lord is not jnana as such, it is actually part of bhakti. But it is also necessary in order to get the results. So therefore we need that type of knowledge. So that is why we do have scriptures. And it is through the devotees of the Lord that we get that. So that is the function of devotees. And of course, that knowledge itself is not material. That knowledge is non-different from the Lord. Atmagyan, that is, I'm not the body, I am Atma, that is actually material knowledge, sattvic knowledge. So the jnana of the jnanis, so we do impersonal jnana, that is actually only sattvic discipline, sattvic knowledge. But knowledge of the Supreme Lord and knowledge of bhakti, that is non-different from the Supreme Lord. It is beyond the gunas completely. So, that knowledge is non-different from the Lord, and by getting that knowledge through the devotees, then one can advance nicely on the process of bhakti. So, bhakti means not only doing things, it also means attaining some knowledge. And it's with that knowledge that one is able to practice pure bhakti and sudhana. So, therefore, even though Ajamil got this great effect from accidentally chanting, and other people will get effects from namabhas, we should understand that the real goal is achieved by pure chanting, and that requires not proper knowledge.
The Lord has a lot of variegatedness. Actually, this variegatedness leads to so much of confusion among the devotees. Why couldn't we have much of devotion without this sort of variegatedness?
What variegatedness?
When one starts getting knowledge, he starts getting so much of confusion, like so many processes of doing it, and so many ways and means of approaching the Lord. So some may not be.
Which ways? Which ways? How many ways? We only have one way, bhakti.
In the bhakti, within the process of bhakti, there are so many other ways. Somebody says that you should do like this, you should do like this.
Well, we know we say we do chant the holy name. We don't give you many processes. We say chant the holy name, this is the main process. Other things you can do, but you chant the holy name. In sadhana, you have a choice.
Okay, choice is there, but I'm telling, suppose somebody is practicing now dasya. Mm-hmm. You can go to sakya or
in sadhana, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's only sadhana. It is generally the sadhana which will determine your realization in bhava and prema. So if you choose one particular sadhana, then that's what you achieve in bhava, and that becomes perfect in prema. So if you worship Vishnu now in sadhana, then you realize Vishnu. If you worship Rama now, then you realize Rama and a particular rasa. And if you worship Narasimhadev, then you realize Narasimhadev and attain prema for that form. And if you worship Krishna in a particular bhava, particular rasa, then that's what you achieve. So according to sadhana. Well, generally association. So everybody in ISKCON generally worship Krishna, not Vishnu. We don't see many Vishnu worshippers, you know. Because association, everyone just worships Krishna. And if you go to the Sri Sampradaya, then you worship Vishnu. Or in Madhvas, you worship Vishnu as supreme because of that association.
Yes, chanting the holy name once, it destroys all previous all paradhan or paradhan.
Yeah.
So, but here you see that Ajamil was chanting Narayana's name, but with the Ajnana Sukriti. Okay. But problem is, see, chanting holy name is, holy name has a special power. Okay. Here, so why this holy name is not creating, is not making him devotee? Because it has a power.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Well, if he chants a namabhas enough, then it is possible he'll eventually develop faith and whatever. Of course, afterwards we see he did become a devotee after he saw the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas discussing and he came back to life again.
That is the power of the holy name?
The holy name plus, of course, hearing, then he heard the discussion, and then he understood something, and he got some knowledge, and then he formed bhakti. So obviously the holy name was also some factor there. So yes, gradually by accidental chanting, which is like a gyapa sukriti, if you do it enough, then you develop faith. That's the natural result of a gyapa sukriti, faith. But it may take a long time, it may take many births. Once the faith develops and we do it intentionally, then very quick development after that point, because intentionally we do it. So yes, accidental chanting can develop into faith, but it takes a long time. So we can't say when that's going to happen, when the faith will come. If you also commit anuradhas, then of course it becomes even worse, and maybe you don't get any development, your karmas don't get destroyed. So this, when we chant without faith, with nama bhas, then also means no anuradhas.
Since pulling is so powerful, why does it not stop the devotee chanting to not commit anuradhas?
Well, again, it's gradual. See, the nama bhas is a weak form. That's why it's gradual. It's powerful enough to destroy your karmas, but at the same time, it takes a long, long time to develop the faith of bhakti. Eh? So the karma is an extra aspect. The development of bhakti is slower. Destroying karmas is nothing for the holy name. That's what Haridas said, yes? That like the rising of the sun in the morning, before the rising of the sun, it becomes light out, and all the darkness is destroyed. That's like nama bhas. So in the same way, all your karmas are destroyed simply by the pre-light of the name. That is, before the sun rises, the nama bhas, even that destroys all your karmas. And then, as what's with Gobal Chakravarti, was it? He said, how, that's ridiculous! How you can destroy all your karmas simply by inattentively chanting the name? You need to be a gyani, destroy all your karmas by gyana. And then his nose fell off, he got leprosy, and his nose fell off. Well, he chanted constantly also, but even the first time. Yeah, we do. So all the karmas are destroyed. But again, if you commit aparans. No, yeah, well, that's one thing. One is aparans again will interfere with the thing, so it makes it more gradual if aparans are also there. But it's much, the advancement is quicker for a devotee because he's intentionally doing it with shraddha. Whereas one namabhas, this namabhas has no shraddha at all, so it's a very slow process. In other words, he'll chant the name. And in this case, of course, he was very attached to the sun, so he was chanting constantly. But other people may not be attached to their sun or whatever, so they may chant once or twice only, so they get less effect, like this. So there is effect, but it is slow in terms of bhakti development. In terms of karma, yes, it can destroy it immediately. Well, the intentional aparadis are demons. It's like Shishupala, he directly hated the Lord. Yeah, he consciously hates the Lord or the devotees or whatever. So that is conscious aparad. Unknowingly aparad, that's another thing, that we accidentally do something and we don't know about it. That's not so serious. That's more like anartha. But the effect of conscious aparad is much greater. That destroys bhakti if there is any, and if you don't have bhakti, it acts as a great impediment. But even then, with the name of Krishna, if it is constantly chanted the name of Krishna, then that also will destroy even the effects of aparad. So in the case of Shishupala, at the end of his life, all of his effects of aparads were destroyed. And therefore when the Sudarshan Chakra touched him, he got prema. When he went to Vaikuntha. Doesn't say.
Yeah.
I would assume that from this, it didn't mention he was a Vaishnava, so he may have been anything. They may have worship all forms, you know, like this, Vishnu and Shiva and Ganesh and everybody, Panchapasana or whatever. Doesn't mention particularly. What's that?
You were saying, Maharaj, that we have to have knowledge to chant when it's pure.
Yeah.
also in this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Maharaj, Ketam, Krishna, Ram, Yoga, says the disciples of the Indian, somebody in his state, and he's not in jail, but he can release the knowledge of the heart.
Oh yeah, well, when does the Lord reveal himself and give knowledge in the heart? To a devotee. So who is a proper devotee? One who practices properly, obviously. And to practice properly, we need some knowledge. So that is why we have to develop through sadhu sangha and shastra, etc. We can't just have independent sadhana based on no shastra and no knowledge. And then how is the Lord going to reveal himself in the heart to such a person who's got all sorts of misconceptions or whatever? That's possible. But then again, it means that previous lifetime he had sadhana, he had association, he got the knowledge from previous lifetime. In this lifetime, it may be that there's no sadhana as such. Maybe he's beyond sadhana. He's born and gets bhava immediately. No sadhana, beyond bhava. So then, yes, the Lord reveals himself directly in that person's heart because he's already qualified in previous lifetimes. That's also possible. Well, it really doesn't matter because most people are continuing from sadhana in previous lifetimes because they have faith. They develop faith in this lifetime, usually proceeding from faith in last lifetime or bhakti in last lifetime. So it could have been faith or it could have been bhakti in last lifetime to produce the effect now.
When somebody leaves devotion, that means his faith
is diminished, or just so much apparat. Well, apparat diminishes the bhakti to the point that their faith may be destroyed also. And they become demons maybe even as a result. Also, opposed to the Lord.
Why is that one name doesn't?
Because of apparat. He's directly counteracted the, especially Vaishnava apparat, he directly counteracts the source of his mercy, which is the devotee. So therefore, everything gets destroyed. What's that? Yeah, can. So once he's done apparat, the only shelter is forgiveness of devotees and constant chanting of the holy name. So if he takes shelter of the name, constantly chants, then he can destroy the effect of the apparat. If he doesn't do that, now the problem is, once the apparat is there and he loses taste, then he doesn't want to chant. So he won't take shelter of the name. So that's another problem. So if he uses his good sense, then he would do that. Chant and get rid of the apparat if he's not too serious, you know? But if the faith is completely destroyed, then he would refuse to chant. Another thing. Well, everything is type of bhakti. Service means serving the Lord. So it's also, it helps because we have chanting and we have other methods of engaging the senses. So it all helps. It's all bhakti. So any type of bhakti we do is good. But our main sadhana is chanting the name.
Devotees believe in a society, and in the process of executing devotional service, somebody may observe so much of discrepancies in the service of the Lord. So what should be that person's position, how he should think of?
Well, depends on the person, what he's observing, and his qualification also. Maybe he's seeing things from the wrong eyes. Maybe he's overcritical. Maybe he just likes to find fault with everybody else, like that. Or, if he's very advanced, but then he may see some faults, but then he'll try to give good advice. That's all.
Thank you. பாக்கி டிச்சேண்டா இது பாக்கி தான்
Yeah. saying.
You will be there with me.
Yeah, I will do it, Prabhu. I will do it. No problem. And washing machine is there.
I wish to get my shoe under the seat.
Okay. Okay. The washing machine is also there.
Okay, so you can
All the, yeah. Mm-hmm. All the things you can do. And it will be ready by 1 o'clock. It will be
ready.
Yes, I will sit it after that. Okay.
cannot be. I don't know, maybe somebody can do religion.
Oh, we can say that.
That's a very manly.
Okay,
I can do it. So we can show something that we want.
Yes, this is a great way to do it. ஒரு ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟ್ಲಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬೆಟ್ ಗಾಡಿ ಅವ್ರ ಮಾರ ಏನ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ
No. Thank you. I'm going to go opportunity is there. अबे इतना है रिक्यों का है इतना इतना ना था हम तो रिक्यों नहीं था ना इतना
मुश्किल
है तो आओ
Yeah.
பேசுறீங்க இப்பவே என்ன என்ன தேடுறீங்க இல்ல அவங்க அது ரூம்ல ஒருத்தர் வந்து தங்கி இருக்காங்க
ஒரு ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಅಂತ ಅಮ್ಮ ಅಂದರೆ
ಕಾನ್ಸಿಪ್ಟ್ ನಾನು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೆಳಗ್ಗೆ
with the baby song. Why is everyone?
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next one. ஸ்கூல் அதுல இப்போ ஒரு அம்மா இருக்கிறது அவங்க மாவு இருக்கு இந்த மாவு எல்லாத்தையும் உரைக்க முடியும் இது உங்களுக்கு
Because every time when anybody comes, no, that is the main thing they are needing.
Yes.
If it is not in time, it will be a big problem.
No, I have
to clean it. Clean it. Clean it. Yeah. I'll take 5 minutes and clean this and go get the oil.
Bathroom
is okay. The teacher is okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, mirror is okay. I'll give you a
chair.
లేదు మా ఇక్కడ మీరే ఉంది
ఎక్కడ అంత దూరానికి పైన సేవ
Thank you.
Thank you. கட்டி விட்டாங்க. நான் இங்கே வந்தேன். எந்த கட்டி